It looks like we'll be in the 70s today and tomorrow. Enjoy it. We'll only be in the 50s on Thursday. And we do have a chance of rain tomorrow night and again on Thursday. 63 new COVID-19 cases were reported by health officials in the Quad Cities yesterday, bringing the case total to 7,097 since the pandemic began. Public health officials report another death in Rock Island County, so the Quad Cities death toll is now 119. Rock Island County's latest infection rate, 5.1%, Scott County's 8.7%. Iowa reported another 499 cases yesterday, an infection rate of 11.6%, which the Associated Press reports is fourth highest in the nation. Iowa has now recorded more than 100,000 COVID-19 cases. Illinois reported more than 2,700 new cases yesterday. The statewide infection rate is 5.1%. Scott County Republican Party will hold its 12th annual Ronald Reagan Dinner at the Quad Cities Waterfront Convention Center in Bettendorf tonight. Featured speaker, former Iowa governor and U.S. ambassador to China, Terry Branstad. Governor Kim Reynolds will be there. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst will speak virtually from Washington, D.C. She's there as part of the Senate Judiciary Committee Supreme Court nominee hearings. Scott County GOP spokesman Dave Millage says masks will be available at the door but aren't required. Tables that usually seat 10 are limited to 8. Tickets are technically sold out, but Millage says they won't turn anyone away. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are happening under a cloud. He delivered his opening remarks yesterday as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Durbin says President Trump is rushing to get a justice onto the court to strip away the Affordable Care Act and potentially weigh in on the election itself.
Voting rights, civil rights, the right to privacy and choice, environmental protection, gun safety laws, marriage equality, dreamers, work protection. These are the stakes. If we wait just a few more days, we'll know what the American people have to say.
Confirmation hearings continue today with the questioning of Judge Barrett, and you can see a live stream of the hearings on our website, wvik.org. Besides all the races for local, state, and federal office, Illinois residents are making another key decision this fall, whether Justice Tom Kilbride will serve another term on the Illinois State Supreme Court. He's up for retention and needs to receive at least 60% yes votes. Herb Trix has more.
Since first being elected to the court in 2000, Kilbride has participated in more than 1,800 cases and says it's wrong to say that he alone is responsible for any one of them. His opponents try to blame him for rejecting pension reform, but it was a unanimous decision.
Folks try and make the court look as if it's political, and of those seven, four of us were initially elected as Democrats, three were initially elected as Republicans.
And the opinion was written by one of those Republicans. He hopes voters will give him the same consideration they expect of judges, to look at all the evidence before making a decision.
You know, it's a bad idea to politicize the court system because we're not there wearing a robe like a blue robe or a red robe. We're wearing a black robe to symbolize impartiality.
The 3rd Judicial District in Illinois covers 21 counties from the Quad Cities and Macomb across the state to the Indiana border. Kilbride was first elected to the state Supreme Court in 2000 and retained with a 65% vote in 2010. I'm Herb Trix.
With 3 weeks to go till Election Day, more than 500,000 Illinoisans have already voted. Hannah Meisel has more.
An emphasis on voting early, by mail or in person, during the coronavirus pandemic has meant record-breaking totals for pre-Election Day voting in Illinois. As of Friday, more than 526,000 people have either submitted their ballots or gone to early voting locations. Earlier this year, lawmakers passed a measure requiring the state to send applications for mail-in ballots to all Illinoisans who voted in the last few election cycles. More than 2 million voters have requested a mail-in ballot, and nearly 400,000 have completed and mailed their ballots so far, or returned them at special ballot drop boxes in many parts of the state. As Election Day nears, more early voting locations will open. Voters can find drop box locations and their polling place at elections.il.gov. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Enforcement of the Clean Water Act in some Midwestern states has gone down in recent years, while noncompliance has gone up, according to a recent report by the Environmental Law and Policy Center. The analysis, which covers Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, finds the U.S. EPA has stepped back from enforcing the landmark law, and state governments aren't picking up the slack. Report co-author Josh Mandelbaum says there have been fewer cases opened and fewer levies of fines under the Trump administration.
The penalty amounts have dropped, and that sends a signal to a company and to someone who's supposed to be in compliance with the law that there's less risk to them if they don't comply.
The report highlights two Iowa facilities that the researchers say were in violation of the law for a combined 1,100 days. One of the companies has disputed the findings and says it has worked with state regulators to resolve noncompliance issues. Augustana College will name its new swimming and diving facility after an alumna who pioneered women's athletics at the college. Anne Grieve Lund became the first director of women's athletics at Augustana in 1924 while she was still a student. The Anne Grieve Lund Natatorium will include the competition pool and viewing stands, team rooms and offices and locker rooms. It will also include a swim performance lab featuring a SwimX pool system for sports physical therapy training and swimming stroke analysis. The Natatorium will be located in the Peter J. Lindbergh MD Center for Health and Human Performance. Construction is projected to finish next spring. In sports, the Rays beat the Astros 4-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series. A pair of ninth-inning homers helped the Braves to a 5-1 win over the Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Series. The White Sox and manager Rick Renteria have agreed to part ways following a disappointing finish to a season in which the team had made the playoffs for the first time in a dozen years. The Saints beat the Chargers 30-27 in overtime. The Titans will host the Bills tonight in the NFL. I'm Jay Pierce.